Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. The Washington Redskins plan to drop their name today, according to multiple reports. No word yet on what the new name may be, but the move comes after several of the team's sponsors denounced the name, which has long drawn accusations of racism. The team launched what it called a thorough review of the name on July 3rd, and it appears to have come to a decision just 2 weeks before the start of training camp. Speaking of which, the NHL kicks off training camp today for the 24 teams that qualified for the expanded playoffs. It's the first time since teams have hit the ice since March due to the coronavirus pandemic, and it's a two-week sprint from home cities to Toronto for Eastern teams and Edmonton, Alberta for their Western counterparts. In golf yesterday, Colin Morikawa won the Workday Charity Open. Morikawa was three shots behind with three holes to play when he finished par birdie par for a 66 to force a playoff with Justin Thomas. Then after watching Thomas make a 50-foot birdie in the playoff, Morikawa drained a 25-foot birdie to keep going. He then took the Open with a two-putt par on the third playoff hole. In NASCAR, Cole Custer became the first rookie winner in the NASCAR Cup Series in nearly 4 years, surging to the lead in a final lap scramble with Kevin Harvick and Martin Truex Jr. at Kentucky Speedway. And in soccer, a match between Toronto FC and DC United was postponed again as a result of an inconclusive test and an unconfirmed positive test for COVID-19. The unconfirmed positive was reportedly for a DC United player. After a second round of testing yesterday, the league says all players on both teams have tested negative. The game has been rescheduled for 9 a.m. today. I'm Jesse King.